Hi, welcome back to Heart to Heart with Coach Oshira. This is the first episode in 2022, and I'm so excited to have you back. Welcome to season 4, episode 1 of Heart to Heart with Oshira that we will have. As you know, all the right time to be here is to share, you know, some of my moments with you, some of my learning curves with you, and see how we can grow together. Today, I really want to talk about how you can begin to make the moments in your life count. And I titled it, Making the Moments Count. So it's 2022 right now, and a lot of people have their New Year resolutions, their goals, your dreams, your vision. There's so many people that are so excited about the things that they want to do, and you know, that's what you're seeing everywhere. Like you're seeing that on Facebook, you're seeing that on Instagram, you're seeing that on WhatsApp. You know, people are doing goal setting shows and classes and webinars and all of that. And really, that's amazing, right? We see a lot of this every year, where when it's December, January, everybody's talking about your goals, everybody's talking about your dreams, everybody's talking about your vision. But this year, and honestly, I'm not setting any new goals. And interestingly, I'm just expanding on my goals from last year. I'm just expanding on, I have a vision, right? So I have a 5-year vision, and I'm just working on that vision. So I'm not distracting myself by setting New Year resolutions. I'm not straying myself away from that 5-year vision by doing, you know, new goals. There are different, or they do not really add up to the ultimate goal or the vision that I have for myself, right? So yeah, let's talk about making the moments count for you in 2022 and beyond. You see, our lives, we make our lives by the moment, and every moment counts. You know, right now, this is the moment, it's a precious gift. Being here right now, for me, it's a gift, it's precious, it's beautiful. For me, I feel like I've been blessed to just be in this moment. And I think that that's the way that everyone should go about their lives, knowing that we are blessed to be in this moment. And that's why it's called present, because every moment is a gift. Every moment that you get to wake up, that you get to breathe, that you get to live, that you get to do something with your life is a gift. And it's important that you understand that in the moment is when we create our lives. Like, moment by moment is how we create our life, right? So how are you spending the moment? Every moment of your day that comes to pass, every moment that you have been blessed with, you see a lot of people out there that you admire them, you see your role models, you admire their life, you admire their work, you admire the things that they're able to do and achieve. But it's because they're only able to achieve that because they make the moments of their life count. Like, think about it. We all have 24 hours. Everybody has 24 hours. Like, that's the gift that God is giving us. There is equal. Like, time has been equally given to all of us. How you make use of your 24 hours is what will determine the results that you get in your life. How you make use of every moment of your 24 hours, you know, every minute, every second, every hour, it's just going to make your moments count. Now, you want to ask yourself, how am I going to make this moment right now count? Like, I'm awake today, and I'm grateful that I am awake, that I have another opportunity and another chance at life. How do I intend to make today count? What is the contribution I'm going to make in the world today? What is the most important thing that I need to get done today? Who is the most important person that I need to talk to today? Where is the most important place that I need to be today? What's the most important work that I need to do today? Who is the most important person in my life that I need to be present for today, or that I need to support today? Those are the questions you want to ask yourself. And again, you know, profoundly, one of the questions that I really want to ask myself, really, to recenter on living from moment to moment, is to ask myself, you know, in the next 1 year, how am I going to look back on this moment? Am I going to look back on this moment with regret? Am I going to look back on this moment feeling guilty? Am I going to look back on this moment and struggling to forgive myself for how I messed it up, for the action that I took that, you know, weren't nice, you know, for the things that I say that hurt somebody else, for the, you know, just generally for how I used the moment, right? How I used the day. Right? So when you ask yourself this question, you constantly ask yourself, especially sometimes when you find yourself in very tricky scenarios and situations, and then you can always ask yourself, how do I want to look back in this moment? So if this time next year I'm reflecting on my life so far, or when December comes and I'm thinking about what's next to do with my life, and how do you want to look back on this moment? Do you want to look back and be happy? Do you want to look back and be excited? Do you want to look back and be grateful? Of course, I'm sure you're answering yes, 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 yes. But the only way that December will come, or, you know, in the near future, that you get to look back, or maybe even on your deathbed, that you get to look back on this moment and feel joyful and feel grateful and be happy, is when you do the things that would give you the result in that feeling in the future, that gives you that result right now. You do the things that count right now. You do the things that are important right now. You make the effort that lead you to your ultimate goal. You do what matters right now. You know, you do what matters right now. You think about what I'm about to say. You know, when I think back on it in the future, how would I feel? What I'm about to say, how does it affect this person that I'm saying it to? Does it impact their life positively? You know, does it make them unhappy? Does it hurt them? You know, just anything through it. And this applies to every other thing that you're doing in your life right now. I don't know where your goals are. I don't know what you plan to do in your life this year. But I know that whatever that you plan to do, I'm sure you're planning to go all out and big. I'm sure you're planning to do amazing things. And it would help that you take charge of your moments. Remember the previous episode where I actually talked about how you can hack your thoughts and hack your emotions and hack your actions. You might really want to go back to those episodes on my podcast and listen up to it, because they have nuggets, you know, on how you can actually take charge of your seconds, moments, minutes, hours, days, weeks, years, and ultimately your life. Moment by moment, we create our life. I hope that you have an amazing, prosperous, fulfilling 2022, and that you make amazing things happen. I really cannot wait to see or hear about all the amazing things that you'll be doing this year. And I wish you all the best. I'll see you around. It's me again, the Shirat Abdul-Wahab, and bye-bye.
Hi, hi. Welcome back to Heart with Coach Bashirat. This is Season 4, Episode 3. How are you today? How are you? I hope you have been enjoying all the previous episodes. I hope that, you know, the year started on a very, very awesome note for you. And I hope that you are, you know, balancing in and doing the things that matter. So, today, I really wanted to share about how you can start to take actions on your goals. Because oftentimes, I see a lot of people come into another year and they have these amazing goals, these exciting goals and ideas and initiatives and business ideas and all the things that they really want to do, but they don't get to take action on their goals. And there's so many reasons why many people are not able to bring their dreams, their aspirations, their goals to life, or there's so many reasons why people actually struggle to birth their ideas or the amazing things that they plan to do. One of them is lack of clarity and lack of focus. You know, I've personally been there at some point when I just had these amazing goals, you know, all the big and beautiful things that I want to achieve, but because I was not clear on them and I was always distracted, like I started to do something and I became distracted again because I have so many creative ideas, right? So I can do so many things, and because I can do so many things, it became very easy for my attention to be diverted from the things that I set out to achieve for the year, until I started to realize that I needed to be able to focus. I needed to be able to focus on whatever was important for me to do. So I got to work and became more focused, you know, and started to build habits that would help me to stay focused on my dreams, on my goals, on my ideas. So even if I wanted to, or I felt like doing something else, you know, I would know not to let it overshadow the main goal, right? So here are a few ways by which you can begin to take actionable steps on your goals. Number one, write them down. Oh my God, like this is the greatest hack that can really help you to manifest your goals like pretty fast. So I meet a lot of people, and when we're talking about the things that they want to achieve, and I'm like, show me where you have written this down, and they go like, it's in my head. Hello. When inspiration comes to you, when ideas come to you, when you have goals and you know these goals are important to you, the first most important step for you to take is to write them down. Once you write them down, there is this connection between you writing it down. You know, your senses are working when you write stuff down, right? Your hand is working, your eyes, you can see what you're writing, and this is registering in your brain, right? And it's connecting with your reticular activation system where it becomes paramount. Like when you write it down, you're telling your brain that this is important, this is valuable, this is something that I want to do, that is valuable, that I want to invest in, this is key for me. That's the indirect thing you're communicating, or message that you're communicating to your brain. So how do you start to do that? Just write. Have a journal, have a memo somewhere where you just want to clearly write out your goals. Number two, get clear on what and why you want to achieve them. Get clear on what you want. Get clear on your goals. What are they? What do you want to achieve this year? Do you want to start a business? What kind of business do you want to start? You know, why do you want to start the business? Again, because when you want to do something, there must be a higher purpose. There must be a strong why. When you find a strong why you want to do something, you're more invested in it. You become more invested to doing it. So what's your why? Whatever you want to do right now, what is your why? Why are you starting? Why do you intend to do it? You know, what's in it for you, and what's in it for the general good of humanity? How does it solve a problem? How, you know, you need to tie it to a strong why, because if you have a strong why, you're most likely going to stick with it. Number three. Listen to your instincts for inspired actionable steps. Oh my God. So many of us get inspiration on a daily basis. Some of us, it's when we're in the shower and then an idea just pops in the head, like a eureka idea. But oftentimes we ignore these our instincts. We don't listen to our instincts. We don't listen to those inspirations that God guides us, you know, with. That God gives us with on a very daily basis. You know, for so many people, it's a constant. But what do you do when this inspired action or ideas come to you? When the inspirations come to you, what you do is you take an inspired actionable step. You take an inspired what? Actionable step. When you take an inspired actionable step, then you begin to see that it is possible.
Because for most of us, we are afraid. We're afraid of starting. And when we start, we are afraid of how it's going to turn out. But when you allow yourself to take inspired actionable step, even when it doesn't look too clear from the onset, you can begin to see how possible it is for you to achieve it. So take inspired actionable steps. And sometimes these inspired actionable steps could just be, you know, making a phone call, speaking to the right person, having someone collaborate with you on your goals, you know, purchasing something, investing in your idea, so to say, right? Investing in your idea. If you're going to start a natural fruit juice business or a natural smoothie business, for instance, you want to invest in your idea. One of the ways why you can invest in your idea is, for instance, buying a juicer, right? A cold press juicer, or buying a smoothie maker, or buying a food processor or something. Just something that you invest, that you see that this is why I'm buying this, or this is for this business idea. Start to invest in your ideas. Number four, it is important that you have a visual representation of your goals. So you're writing down your goals and you're clear on what you want and why you want them. You're listening to inspired actionable steps from your instincts. You know, you need to have a visual representation. And a visual representation of your goal can be a sketch. It could be a painting or a vision board or a mood board or whatever that works for you. But the idea is that have something that represents it. Have something that when you see it, it reminds you of this goal, of this dream, of this aspiration. So what do you see in your mind's eye? Like, you have this goal now, it's clear, you can see it in your mind's eye. You know, they say when you can see it, if you can conceive it in your mind, then you can make it happen, right? So you can see it here. Now bring out that vision, what you see, and create a vision board. Get someone to help you do that. You know, there's so many people who are very gifted, you or who are actually trained to actually help people do visioning and visualization on their goals and dreams. You might want to get some of them to help you. But it's not even a difficult thing to do, right? It's something you can do by yourself. But there's a lot of technicalities, because there is a way that you have to do it that will help you to achieve your desired results. But when you have your mood board or your vision board or whatever, your goal board, whatever you call it, whatever it is, your visual representation of those things that matter to you, the things you want to achieve, then you want to put it where you can always see it. Have it where you can always what? See it. K-I-V. Keep it in view. I am staring at my vision board as I speak right now. Like, my vision board is right opposite me. I look at it every day. I see it every day. It reminds me to focus on the things that matter. And I want you to do the same, because it's going to help you to focus on the things that matter. Number five. Ask yourself, who do I need on this journey? What do I need to make it happen? When? How will I make it happen? These are questions that are so important. The what, the who, the where, the how. What are these goals and what do you need? When we talk of what, we are talking about your resource, the resources you need. And sometimes the resources you need are just maybe support from people. Sometimes the resources you need is, like I was giving an example, a juicer, bottles, something, you know. Whatever resources that you need, you have to find them, right? You need to source them. Sometimes the resource you need is just a better device to help you optimize whatever you're doing, especially if what you're doing is online. Maybe a microphone, maybe a tripod that has light. Maybe that's the resource that you need right now. I don't know what your goals are, but whatever you need to source the thing that you need, the materials that you need, right? Number two, you want to ask yourself, who do you need on this journey? Who are the people? who, for instance, a support? Do you need a support? Do you need a partner? Is there somebody who knows better and you want to get mentored by them? Is there somebody doing what you plan to do and you're doing very well and you want to follow them up on social media and model and learn from them so you can avoid the mistakes that they made? Whatever. But who are the people that you need on this journey to achieving your goals? When will you start? When will you start? You can decide right after this podcast, I'm going to start. You know, it really doesn't take much to start. And sometimes, although you might be afraid, but it's okay to do it afraid. You like, I realize that the successful people just do it afraid. It's not as if they have it all figured out when they go on to start. They just realize that sitting down in fear does not achieve the goals. So they do it regardless of the fear. Then how are you going to do it? What are your technical know-hows? Do you need a skill? What skill do you need to learn? What skill do you already have? How are you going to put your actions? How are you going to get your actions to life, your goals? How are you going to birth them to life? What do you need to do to bring them to life? And most importantly, number 6 is do one thing that will bring you closer to achieving your goals every single day. Do one thing that will bring you closer to achieving your goals every single day. I'm going to give you an example. So I'm presently writing a book, and I have committed in the past few months to write in that book every single day. Every single day, I commit 15 to 30 minutes to writing in that book. As I speak to you, the first draft of that manuscript is ready. That's it. That's what happens when you put in consistent effort. Consistency. Practice makes better. And when you begin to see those results, you are encouraged to do more. You're encouraged to go bigger. You're encouraged to do better. And I wish you all the best. And I pray that you manifest all the amazing goals that you set for yourself. Until I come your way soon, leave me a message. Leave me a comment on how this is for you, what you're taking away, what actionable steps you're going to take, when you're going to start. And I would really love to read from you. I'm going to see you again next week. It's Coach Beshi here, and bye-bye.